Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Tropical Depression 13 just formed in the Atlantic. It looks like it could become a major hurricane. I'll show you the path.
The chancellor at NC State reacts to the death of a student on campus. What we've learned in the last 30 minutes.
Plus, the future is bright for hundreds of pre-K students. How Wake County is expanding access to better education for underserved children.
We begin this noon hour with breaking news out of Wake Forest. Minutes before this newscast, we learned two people have been stabbed. It happened in the 8800 block of Ligon Mill Road.
We are working to learn the identity of the victims and if they knew the attacker. The story is breaking right now. We do have calls out to the police department, and we have a crew on the way to the scene in Wake Forest. We'll continue to update the story on air over the next hour and online and on our WRAL News app. Meanwhile, we turn our attention to the tropics. We have a lot to tell you about, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for joining us. And Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at that new tropical depression, Elizabeth.
We've been watching this one for a while. As a matter of fact, during our morning newscast, it had a 100% chance of developing at least into a tropical depression. It is likely to rapidly intensify into a category four storm by the time we get to the weekend. But right now, it has winds at 35 miles per hour. It's moving northwest at 15. And it's 1,400 miles east of the Lesser Antilles, which is, of course, this string of islands down here to the south. Let's take a look at that forecast path. And you can see by 8 a.m. tomorrow, it's a Category 1 hurricane and maybe a Category 4 storm by 8 a.m. on Saturday. You can see the trajectory of this storm. Of course, this is the Bahamas. These are some of the larger islands of the Caribbean. And at this point, it looks like it's heading north of there. Now, of course, computer models from there begin to diverge quite a bit. I'll show you what some of the options are, some of the scenarios that we could see with this very strong hurricane coming up in just a little while. Let's take a look at the heat outside. We're taking a look at RDU, where we could end up setting a record high today. 89 is our current temperature, a dew point 71, so it's very sticky out there right now. We take a look at the temperatures on the left. It's 91 in Fayetteville, but it feels like 100. That's the heat index in the white box on the right. It feels like 100 in Clinton right now. It's 88 in Roxborough, feeling like 90. It's 89 in Southern Pines, but feeling like 97. So that heat is starting to build out there. This is a look at our potential highs for this afternoon, likely to be at 100 in Durham and Raleigh, as well as Fayetteville, and maybe even 101 in Roxborough. 100 in the Triangle and Fayetteville would break the previous record. I'll show you what that is and how much more of this we'll see coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. NC State Police are investigating the death of a student outside Sullivan Hall. It happened yesterday. So far, we don't know how that person died. WRAL's Eric Miller is live on campus where students and parents are feeling unsettled right now. And Eric, I understand NC State's chancellor released a statement just within the last few moments.
Overnight, Chancellor Randy Woodson's message says that he grieves with the NC State community, that he knows a death like this hits students and staff inside NC State's residence halls especially hard. In his message, Chancellor Woodson pointed students and staff towards the resources that NC State has made available. That includes counselors, a free teletherapy service, and the Behavioral Health Resource Center. And we've been covering this story for almost a day now, talking with students and staff, and students we spoke with say they do appreciate these efforts that the university has put forward.
In stating that they care and they're like taking precautions to make sure that everybody's well-being is taken care of.
Now, there are still a lot of unanswered questions here. NC State did confirm that it was a student that was involved here. We know police were called shortly after 4 p.m. and found that student dead here outside of Sullivan Residence Hall. Now, as to exactly what happened, how that student died, that's something that the university is not confirming at this point. The one thing Chancellor Woodson did want to emphasize was that if you are concerned about a friend or colleague, the university does have a way to essentially let you alert the university about that. You can submit a CARES report through a university system that is anonymous, and the school says that is a way for you to try to get someone the help that they may need anonymously. Obviously, still a lot of unanswered questions here, Renee. We'll keep pushing for more details.
Eric Miller reporting live at NC State. Today, the Nash County Department of Social Services announced two new partnerships to improve child welfare practices and train employees. This comes after a months-long WRL investigation found two children have died while under the care of Nash DSS since 2020. Last month, a county official rejected calls to remove the director, deputy director, and program manager. Instead, the county partnered with two firms that specialize in training and program development.
Hundreds of children are getting a jump on their education thanks to the Wake County Three School Program. The program gives underserved three-year-olds the high-quality education they need. WRL's Shelley Jackson has details on this program. Shelley?
Well, Jeff, this is one of only two programs like it in North Carolina, and Three School focuses on play-based learning. So this beautiful area out here may look like a playground, and it is. Kids have fun down here, but they're also learning. Like over here, there's a vegetable garden. They're learning to take care of tomatoes and squash. They learn to take care of the plants, to harvest them, even cook them here in their kitchen. Now, Wake Three School started last year. There were 1,000 applicants for 100 slots. It was so successful that all parties decided to expand that this year to 200 slots. It's free to parents who meet the income eligibility. Educators say attending early preschool helps kids develop crucial skills and sets them up later for success. It's also hugely helpful to parents.
There are now 200 parents who can be in the workforce because they have access to this program that is at no cost to them.
Now, Wake Three School is prioritized for low-income students and their families. You can find information on that on our website, WRAL.com. Jeff?
Yeah, an important program there. Shelley Jackson live in Wake County for us this noon. Shelley, thank you.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's office is giving an update on his health this afternoon after he froze in front of cameras for the second time last week. Doctors say there's no evidence of a stroke, a seizure disorder, or Parkinson's disease. Officials had attributed his frozen moments to, quote, lightheadedness. McConnell did suffer a concussion and broken ribs after he fell at a Washington hotel and hit his head back in March. He is expected to speak today at 3 o'clock.
Michelle, thanks. It is back to school at a new school for some students in Durham. Northern High School is finally open after a delay. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains how students and teachers are finally kicking off the new school year.
The doors here at the new Northern High School in Durham are open for the first time. More than 1,300 students have started classes here today. The new school comes with more than a $96 million price tag. It features new facilities, including an 800-seat auditorium and 1,500-seat football stadium. The auditorium and athletic fields are under inspection for permits, so they're still off limits.
They deserve something that is state-of-the-art. They deserve to be at a school that is reflective of who they are and what their capabilities are. And now they have something that will meet those expectations and they should thrive.
The school was supposed to open on the first day of the traditional school calendar year, but they were hit with delays after that storm knocked out power across Durham last month. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Durham.
Today, Wake County Schools is working to find a way to hire and keep bus drivers for the school system. The Board of Education will vote on a $1,000 retention bonus for drivers. The school board also proposed a restructuring of the current sign-on bonus for drivers to receive it in full on their first paycheck. Right now, the $1,200 sign-on bonus is paid out partially after 3 months and then after the first year of work. There will also be a transportation update, and the board will begin planning for the next school year.
The man charged with the beating death of a Raleigh restaurant manager is due in court in about an hour. Tyrell Moore is charged with the murder and the death of David Millette. Millette was the general manager of Midwood Smokehouse. Police say he was attacked 2 a.m. on August 26th on Glenwood Avenue. He died the morning of September 1st. Also, a man is in serious condition after being shot in the neck in the parking lot of a business in Clayton. Officers say it happened in the 300 block of Athletic Club Boulevard shortly before midnight. That's where they found him sitting inside a vehicle with that gunshot wound. He was rushed to Wake Med in Raleigh for surgery. Police believe the shooter fled in a white Ford Mustang with dark tinted windows. No one is in custody.
Tomorrow, the DOT will reopen Hillsborough Street to both east and west traffic. That will allow you to once again make the turn onto Hillsborough from Blue Ridge Road. Now, this closure is a piece of a much larger construction project. When it's finished, Blue Ridge Road will pass beneath Hillsborough Street, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road. A new street will connect Hillsborough Street and Blue Ridge Road. The work is expected to take another year to complete. Let's take a look at stocks. The first day the stock market opens on this holiday shortened week, and we're off to stocks in the red. The Dow Jones down about 49 points. The S&P 500 down 7 points. NASDAQ down 10 points as well, pressured by rising oil prices.
And following some breaking news right now in the WREL Live Center, a panel of federal judges struck down a new congressional map created by Alabama Republicans that includes only one majority black district. The judges ruled that a new map needed to be drawn because lawmakers failed to comply with orders to create a second majority black district. A special master will be appointed to do that, and state Republicans are expected to appeal the decision.
Coming up next this noon, the manhunt intensifies for a convicted killer who escaped a Pennsylvania prison. The number of law enforcement involved and the next measures state police are prepared to take.
Also, dozens of people dropped off a pier that collapsed in Wisconsin. How many people were hurt and how some were able to get back to shore?
Plus, classes are on a scheduled hold today at UNC Chapel Hill. At 12:30, how students and staff are being encouraged to spend this wellness day.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
Groups opposed to the building of a casino in their community are expressing their concerns today at the legislative building. Rockingham County Commissioners voted to rezone a large piece of land to make way for a casino. Hundreds of people showed up to that meeting to voice their disapproval. The land is next to a camp for children with disabilities called Camp Carefree. Whether the land will become home to a casino depends on state lawmakers reaching a deal to allow casinos on non-tribal land. Casinos are also proposed in Nash and Anson counties. New development could be coming to Raleigh's Five Points neighborhood. The city is considering rezoning about an acre of property just south of Roanoke Park to allow for mixed-use development. That would include buildings up to four stories and up to 48 multifamily housing units. City Council plans to vote on this proposal at its meeting this afternoon.
A Pennsylvania community remains on edge as the manhunt for a dangerous killer moves to its sixth day now. There are 200 members of law enforcement looking all over that area for the murderer. NBC's George Solis reports state police say they have been authorized to use deadly force if necessary.
This morning, Pennsylvania State Police officially taking over the manhunt, saying they're confident they're closing in on convicted killer Daniello Cavalcante.
I want to push him hard. He'll make mistakes.
3 days ago, police releasing this doorbell cam video of the 5-foot-120-pound fugitive. Authorities indicating there have now been four confirmed sightings within a 2-mile radius of the Chester County prison where Cavalcante escaped Thursday morning. This most recent sighting taking place over the long holiday weekend.
It was a trooper actually that observed him in some distance. Gave chase but was unable, because of the terrain and some other obstacles there, was unable to get to him.
Authorities believe Cavalcante is hiding out in a heavily wooded area and growing more desperate as they close in.
The only thing I had to defend myself was a picture frame.
Brian Drummond believes his home may have been one of those hiding spots. Drummond, after seeing an intruder, flickered the lights to show he knew someone was there.
And then he flipped the light switch back a few times, which was the real panic moment.
Drummond and his wife called 911, and he says he watched the man leave his house.
How hard was your heart racing?
It was like a moment of disbelief. You know, it's like, yes, my heart was beating fast.
Cavalcante was convicted last month and sentenced to life in prison for the brutal stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend. Authorities say he's also wanted for a 2017 homicide in his native Brazil. Police have been playing audio recordings from choppers and patrol cars of Cavalcante's mother speaking in Portuguese, pleading for her son to turn himself in. They're also asking residents to remain vigilant.
We're just scared, you know?
Paranoid.
Yeah. We're ready for it to be over.
And to call police if they see anything suspicious.
That was George Solis reporting. Singer-songwriter Gary Wright, best known for his groundbreaking album, The Dreamweaver, has died.
Dreamweaver, I believe we can reach the morning light.
His sons confirmed Wright died yesterday at his home in California. Wright had been battling Parkinson's disease and a certain type of dementia that allows protein deposits to develop in nerve cells in the brain. Gary Wright was 80 years old.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, the Spanish Soccer Federation has fired the women's national team coach Jorge Vilda amid the controversy involving the federation's president, Luis Rubiales. Now, Vilda applauded Rubiales when he refused to resign despite facing widespread criticism for kissing player Jenny Hermoso on the lips during a World Cup celebration without her consent. Vilda later said that Rubiales' behavior was improper.
At least six people were injured on Labor Day after a pier with at least 80 people on it collapsed. This was in Madison, Wisconsin. And this Instagram video shows dozens of people falling into the water as the dock crumbles. Once on the scene, rescuers helped people along the shore while others who fell into the water swam back.
I mean, my heart goes out to everyone who was caught more badly in the dock than I was. I feel really fortunate to have been in the water when it happened, and definitely I'm so sorry to anyone who was more badly injured, and I hope you have a speedy recovery.
The fire department performed underwater searches and confirmed no one else was trapped or drowned.
Wake County is opening its cooling stations today as extreme heat moves across the triangle. Health and Human Services buildings, social services buildings, and county libraries will be available for people to beat the heat. They will also be open tomorrow and Thursday to help folks stay cool. And cooling stations will also be open in Cumberland County today. Several places will be open for anyone who needs access to air conditioning. That includes all eight libraries and the parks and rec centers. And certainly this is the time we'll need it.
Yeah, here in the Triangle, we're already feeling like mid to upper 90s. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center. I know a lot of people want to get out and golf, but it's going to be a hot day.
It is. And, you know, sometimes there are people out here, you know, even in pretty extreme conditions. And fortunately, there are not many people. I see a couple of folks walking across the greens here, and maybe a couple more heading out in their golf carts. But sometimes this spot here in Pinehurst is really crowded at the Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. But I'm glad to see most people are inside and trying to stay safe from the heat out there. It's 89 already in the Triangle. Our dew point 71, so it does feel very hot. We're looking at 100 degrees by about 4 o'clock this afternoon. And you may still be dreaming of the beach vacation you might have had over the weekend. This looks gorgeous, doesn't it? From Adlibs for Hire, Topsail, North Carolina, sunrise there, just looking so pretty. We always want to see what's happening in your backyard, so send us your Weather Watcher photos to our WREL Facebook page, and we'll put those on TV. But today's going to be a tough one to get out, that's for sure. We take a look at our heat index, and that's here on the right. So the heat index in Southern Pines right now and Pinehurst is 97. It feels like 100 in Fayetteville, 102 in Clinton, 100 in Goldsboro, 97 in Rocky Mount and South Hill. I mean, here's the thing. The temperature here is just 91 and 90 in Clinton. We may struggle to make it all the way up to 100, but that heat index is easily going to be at 105 or hotter in a few of those places where we're already pushing 100. So just take it easy. Be careful out there this afternoon. Around town still looks like, you know, we have the possibility of making it up to 100 in Raleigh, Durham, and Fayetteville. If we do, that would break records in both places. 97 was the previous record set back in 1954. And in Fayetteville, the previous record for today, 99, set back in 1932. I looked back at some of the records. It looks like we've only had one day this year. It was August 15th that we saw 100 degrees. And we've only had 2 days in the triple digits ever in September. And so this is an unusual thing for us to happen. I remember, though, back several years ago, I think it was 2019, we had a 100-degree day on October 1st. So it's not unprecedented. It's just unusual. Our normal high is 86, and we're looking at 100 possibly again tomorrow, mid-90s Thursday, and then gradually those temperatures taper off. Saturday and Sunday, we're seeing temperatures much closer to normal. The humidity, though, is going to stick around. So the green that we're seeing here is not rainfall, but it's moisture in the atmosphere. atmosphere or humidity, making it feel sticky. We have a cold front that'll swing through. That will bring some clouds and a better chance for some thunderstorms. That will knock our temperatures back into the 80s. But the front's just going to set up shop and stay here through the weekend, and that's going to allow the moisture to linger. So we'll see some nice dry conditions. If you're going to be headed to the mountains this coming weekend, it would be much less humid there. But in our area toward the coast, it stays sticky. So we're looking at upper 60s to around 70 for the next couple of days. And then getting into the weekend, it looks like we'll climb all the way up into the low 70s potentially. So our heat index this afternoon, you know, easily, you know, 103 to 105. Same thing Wednesday, Thursday around 100. By the weekend, that heat index is still going to be in the low 90s, even with highs in the 80s. We do have a better chance for scattered thunderstorms back to a wetter pattern over the weekend. I'll walk you through the timeline. We'll talk about our chances for rain. We'll take another look at a tropics that is getting more active.
Elizabeth, thanks. School systems are struggling to find and keep bus drivers in the seats. Tonight at 6, WRAL investigates why one school system is losing so many applicants just during the training course and where drivers are going.
But first on your news at 5, if you're saving for college, a 529 plan can help. And 500 Side breaks down the benefits and how to use the plan to make your money go further. France is drowning in surplus wine, 80 million gallons to be exact, so they're paying to destroy it. How agriculture experts hope the move will still prove beneficial for wine producers.
Plus, millions of Americans jumped on the Peloton craze during the pandemic. But has it run its course? How treadmills are regaining their footing in the market. Delta grabs the top spot in a new ranking of U.S. airlines. And some frozen chicken is being recalled. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
More than 245,000 pounds of Banquet frozen chicken strips are being recalled. There's a concern the chicken from Conagra Brands could contain pieces of plastic. The Banquet chicken affected has three best if used by dates, December 11th, 2024, and January 1st and 7th of 2025. Consumers are asked to throw the chicken strips away or return the products to the place of purchase. A new school year, and teachers will be spending even more of their own money on classroom supplies. The National Education Association estimates educators will spend $800 or more of their personal funds during the school year. That's $300 more than they spent out of pocket a few years ago before the pandemic. And for some teachers, the out-of-pocket expenses are far more, topping $1,000. Inflation has driven up the cost of items like pens, pencils, and other supplies, making it even more expensive for teachers to keep classrooms fully stocked this year. Delta is the number one domestic airline in a new ranking. Luggage storage company Bounce looked at everything from on-time arrivals, cancellations, and even meals to come up with the rankings. And Delta had the highest percentage of on-time arrivals and one of the lowest cancellation rates to help it grab that top spot. Southwest was second and Hawaiian Airlines third. Allegiant had the lowest ranking, with Frontier and Spirit also near the bottom of the list. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
President Biden says he doesn't think a strike at the big U.S. automakers is likely, despite a looming contract deadline. Last month, UAW members voted in favor of authorizing a strike at GM, Ford, and Chrysler's parent company if an agreement is not reached before their contract expires September 14th. The UAW president is demanding substantial increases in wages and benefits. A strike is not a guarantee, but industry executives and analysts are bracing for walkouts.
France is paying a whopping $216 million to destroy its surplus of wine. The reason is it's getting more costly to produce wine, and the French are drinking less of it than in past years. The process involves distilling wine into pure alcohol and using that alcohol for other products like cleaning supplies and perfume. France's agriculture minister hopes the alternative prevents a price collapse and gives wine producers another avenue for making money. Treadmills appear to be racing back to the top of exercise equipment sales. Peloton bikes gained popularity during the pandemic, but treadmill sales have soared 99% from last year compared to a 3% drop in stationary bike sales. The trend coincides with a series of bad publicity that included product recalls and lawsuits, including the death of a child. Exercise equipment experts say some people just prefer watching a TV show while getting their cardio workout instead of being told what to do by an on-screen coach.
Rest and recover, how a planned wellness day at UNC Chapel Hill could help students cope with a traumatic start to the semester.
Don't be surprised if your next doctor's visit includes a prescription for Parcs instead of pills. How our mental health and physical health can improve just by being outdoors. And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Classes at UNC are on hold today so that students can focus on their mental health.
Yeah, it's a well-being day. It's an opportunity for rest and recovery that has more significance, certainly after last week's shooting on campus that killed a beloved professor. WRL's Laura Levine explains how students and staff are being encouraged to look after each other.
Well, very early this morning, we actually saw someone stop here by the bell tower and stand in front of this growing memorial, really taking in and processing some of those emotions. That's exactly why this well-being day is in place, for students to take that time to focus on their mental health. It's something that was already on the schedule for this semester, as we know. Very timely, however, considering the traumatic events that happened last week. Previously known as Wellness Days, these days were first introduced in 2020 at UNC to combat the effects that the COVID-19 pandemic and remote learning had on students. The university says these days allow the campus to have a break from coursework to focus on mental health and overall wellness. This comes a week after the shooting death of Dr. Zhe Jiayan, who was an accomplished scientist, beloved colleague, and devoted father. Today, the Chinese American Friendship Association of North Carolina and North Carolina Asian Americans Together are hosting a candlelight vigil to honor his legacy and support the UNC and NC Asian American communities. And that vigil will take place at the Cary Arts Center from 7:45 to 9 o'clock tonight. Laura Levine, WREL News in Chapel Hill.
We're waiting to learn the name of a 19-year-old who died after a motorcycle crash in southeast Raleigh. This was the scene yesterday afternoon on Barwell Road between Rock Quarry and Pool Road. Troopers say the 19-year-old was attempting to pass other vehicles. A vehicle going the other direction tried to swerve to miss hitting that motorcycle, but the bike hit the vehicle's door. The motorcyclist died at the scene.
The Fayetteville Woodpeckers are hoping to get a win on and off the field during the team's annual strikeout suicide night. The goal is to raise awareness about mental health. Several organizations will be on the concourse to offer fans resources and information. There will also be a display of 22 pairs of boots at the front gates to represent the 22 veterans who die by suicide each day. The Woodpeckers will take the field in their special military jerseys as they play the Charleston River Dogs. First pitch is tonight at 7:05. And this reminder, if you or anyone you know is having thoughts of suicide or going through a crisis, there is a 24-hour lifeline staffed and ready to help. Just dial 988.
Our county-by-county coverage takes us to Cumberland, Edgecombe, and Wayne counties. Today, members of the Goldsboro City Council will consider pay increases for firefighters and police. The requests were submitted by the police and fire chiefs during the council's meeting August 21st. If approved, the pay increase would take effect in January.
Edgecombe County officials want you to know that community testing is available for free today. No appointment is needed. You can just walk into the county health department in Rocky Mount. Tests are available for HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis C. These tests are available every Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Fayetteville will celebrate winning the All-America City Award with a block party on Friday. It will be on the Festival Park Promenade behind the Festival Park Plaza from 5 to 7 p.m. Anyone can go to this free event to enjoy music, games, and ice cream. After the party, you can walk to the nearby Fayetteville Woodpeckers game that starts just after 7.
Members of Congress return to work today after the long holiday weekend. They're on a tight deadline now to prevent a partial government shutdown. Doug Luzada reports the deadline to reach a consensus is less than 3 weeks away.
It's about the money and keeping the lights on here in D.C. at the end of the month, and the finger pointing has already started.
For the government to shut down because of right-wing Republican demands, that is the last thing our economy needs right now.
And some Republicans do want some concessions on everything from abortion coverage and border enforcement to making some headway against a ballooning federal deficit. But the White House is pressing for its own agenda, including billions for disaster relief and the war in Ukraine.
Right now, President Biden is asking more money for FEMA. But FEMA has spent, what, $230 million already to help illegal immigrants with housing, with health care, with food. And so Americans are starting to wonder what is going on.
And Democrats say this is also about Republican efforts to launch an impeachment inquiry against President Biden over his possible involvement in his son's foreign business deals.
They'll do whatever they can to initiate an impeachment of Joe Biden. And part of the motivation here is, of course, to distract from Donald Trump's multiple indictments.
But either way, even a typical stopgap measure seems like a tough sell at the moment.
A government shutdown is not good for anybody. We want to avoid that, and that means Republicans and Democrats are going to have to come together to get a consensus in divided government.
As Doug Luzada reporting, Congress has until the end of the month to hammer all this out, but the House is only scheduled to meet for 11 of those days.
We know it's extremely hot today, but still try to spend some moments outdoors in nature. Why new research says that's good for you.
What's prompting a renewed effort to reunite Paul McCartney with his long-lost guitar? The significance of that instrument that's been missing since 1969.
Welcome back. This is a live look at White Lake, where it's nothing but sunshine and a whole lot of heat, as we could break temperature records today. Eating right and exercising are important ways to stay mentally and physically healthy. Hopping on a treadmill is a great start, but doctors say maybe you should consider going outdoors and reaping the health benefits of being in nature. It's called biophilia. That means that there's something healthy about having nature either in our presence or us being present in nature.
There's actually a lot of research on this topic, so it's no longer just nature sounds good. We actually know it's actually really good. Those studies range from evaluating people who are in a city and then taken to a forest. What happens to blood pressure? What happens to heart rate? And in many, many studies, we do much better in the natural environment.
If you can't get outside, bring nature indoors. You can listen to recordings of bird songs, nature sounds, or have a small water fountain in your home.
The Tokyo 2025 Deaflympics emblem has been decided. Hearing impaired students came up with the logo designs. An emblem which features the shape of a human hand and cherry blossoms was selected by middle and high school students. The Deaflympics is an international sporting event for athletes with hearing disabilities. A German man must pay a substantial fine for damaging a 16th century statue in Florence, Italy. And the whole thing was captured by security cameras. The tourist scaled the Fountain of Neptune to take a picture. Police say the 22-year-old broke off a piece of red marble attached to Neptune's carriage while posing for photos. The man caused about $5,300 in damage. It'll be repaired during scheduled maintenance in October.
Some America's Got Talent contestants are letting their talent do the talking. We'll introduce you to two acts that wowed the crowd without saying a word.
And don't be surprised if you feel a little hot under the collar today. What new research reveals about the link between the weather and your mood. Want to update you on some breaking news we told you about at the top of the hour. This is a live picture you're looking at right now on the 8800 block of Ligon Mill Road in Wake Forest. We have learned just before our newscast started here, we learned that two people were stabbed right in that area. And we are working to learn the identity of those people who were stabbed, if they knew the attacker. We have a crew on the way to that scene, and we have calls into the police department, and we'll continue to update this story on air over our next 20 minutes or so while we're here with you and on the WRL News app at any moment. 11 more acts will compete tonight for spots in America's Got Talent's finale later this month. The two finalists who advanced last week were a comedian who is unable to speak and a dance troupe whose movements speak volumes. Mark Barger talked to them.
Good boy. Now, number two, fetch me a girlfriend.
Comedian Aaron Belisle may not be able to speak, but a text-to-speech app still delivered his punchlines last week.
Go fetch Sophia Viagra. Oh, no. Autocorrect. I meant Sofia Vergara.
The laughter led to some post-performance flirtation.
I'm single.
Did America witness the blossoming of a romance tonight?
Absolutely. We are going to be a modern family.
It's all the more reason for people to vote you into the finale to see how this goes, right?
Exactly. Like The Bachelor. Two reality shows in one.
And just 24 hours later,
Erin Bellah!
America voted the Canadian, who has cerebral palsy, into AGT's finale.
I'm going to propose next time.
Also moving along with Belial is Howie Mandel's Golden Buzzer Act, the 64-member French dance troupe, Murmuration.
That was the height of the height of what you want to see on a talent contest show where you just want to be blown away.
A testament to practice and sheer repetition.
Because we've all trained for hours, and I think, like, even in our sleep, we can do this.
Muscle memory, I think. Yes.
And those muscles could create a very special memory in AGT's finale later this month. Mark Barker, NBC News.
America's Got Talent airs tonight at 8 p.m. on WRAL. The results show airs tomorrow night, also at 8.
Just so impressed with those performances. Tomorrow, you can silence the noise around you and turn a few pages of a good book instead. Tomorrow is National Read a Book Day, and people across the country are coordinating which book they might grab. Reading improves memory as well as reduces stress. Don't keep it to yourself. Share the experience. Use the hashtag #ReadABookDay to post what you plan to read. Now, is it possible that the temperature outside can impact your mood? Researchers say there is a direct link between high temperatures and hot temperatures. And they point out that not everyone is going to be angry, aggressive, or even violent when it's hot outside. However, you might want to put fewer things on your calendar so that you're less irritated when temperatures soar.
I think there might be some ornery people out there today.
I think some grumbling, complaining people, for sure.
What are you going to do about it, though? This is Ruth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We just got to tough it out.
I've been grumbling all day. Here we are. We're in September. A lot of people were, someplace cooler, the mountains or the beaches over the big, long holiday weekend. And then we have to come back to this. But, it is September, so there is that. We know at some point we're done with this. As a matter of fact, our average last 90-degree day happens in the middle of September. That's only, a couple weeks from now. So that cooler air is definitely coming. It is sunny out for sure, making it feel hot in Goldsboro and Apex. There's a look at our newsroom in Fayetteville and, of course, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Record highs potentially for today. We would have to hit 100 in Fayetteville, but just 98 in Raleigh in order to break those records from today. The front arrives late Thursday into Friday. That will increase our rain chances, and that's going to help to cool off our temperatures later in the week. Of course, we're tracking the tropics as well, and we're looking at Tropical Depression 13. It happened in the 11 o'clock advisory. It has winds at 35 miles per hour. It's moving northwest at 15 and is way out in the Atlantic right now, but that is not likely where it will stay. Take a look at the forecast track, and by 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, it is likely to be, 8 a.m. on Thursday morning, getting ahead of myself, it is likely to be a hurricane. Category 2, 8 a.m. Friday. Category 4 by 8 a.m. on Saturday. It will continue to move through the very warm waters that are out here in the Atlantic. That's a lot of fuel for this system. So it looks like that it will begin to rapidly intensify as we get into the weekend. And then the big question is where it goes from there. This is a look at some of the computer model plots. Once they get past, right about here, a lot of them are making that turn up to the north. Of course, it is far out before we have to be worried about this. We're talking about next week at the earliest that we'd have to be concerned about the system. We'll take it out on this version of FutureCast, which is the American model, out until about 4 o'clock on Tuesday. And that's currently the position. But I'll tell you, I've been watching this over the weekend and yesterday, and the model runs this far out are kind of all over the place. So the main thing to note about this is it's likely to be somewhere here in the Atlantic, off the coast of the United States early next week. Weather affects land beyond rip current danger is way too early to tell. Its name likely to be Lee, and again, most likely we will see that coming up in just a couple of days. Here comes our front that will help to bring us some rain. It starts to push into the area late on Thursday. There's 6 p.m. Thursday looks on the drier side, but by Friday, it stalls, and it's going to bring us a better chance for rain. About a 40% chance on Friday and Saturday as that front just drags across our area. It's not going to rain all day Friday or Saturday or Sunday for that matter. We're looking at scattered storms in the afternoon and evening. Again, 40% on Friday and Saturday, back to a 30% chance on, say, Sunday and Monday. But the temperatures will cool down as we have highs in the mid-80s and overnight lows in the mid-60s, which will definitely feel more comfortable. Looking ahead, next week, it looks like we have a good chance of seeing some cooler temperatures. We'll be watching that for you coming up in a bit.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Talk about a fish out of water. That's a French angelfish on a sponge. The change in behavior that prompted zoo officials to perform a CT scan on that fish.
First, here's a look at your winning Powerball numbers.
We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we are following for you today. This is a live look right now. Breaking news we're following out of Wake Forest, where two people have been stabbed. It happened on Ligon Mill Road. We're asking police about the identity of those people stabbed, and we have a crew on the way to that scene. You can look for updates on WRL.com and on our evening news starting at 4.
NC State Police are investigating the death of a student outside Sullivan Residence Hall. The chancellor released a statement not long ago saying he grieves with the community. Chancellor Randy Woodson pointed students and staff toward resources, including counselors, free teletherapy, and the Behavioral Health Resource Center. The school has not said how the student died.
Classes at UNC Chapel Hill were scheduled off today so students can focus on their mental health. It's a well-being day, an opportunity for rest and recovery that has more significance now after last week's shooting on campus that claimed the life of a beloved professor. Tonight, the community will honor Dr. Zijewa Nguyen, during a candlelight vigil at Cary Arts Center. That's from 7:45 to 9.
Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs is giving back publishing rights to artists under his Bad Boy Records label. Combs is reassigning the music publishing rights to artists who helped make his record label. According to Billboard, artists such as Faith Evans, 112, Maze, and the estate of Biggie Smalls have signed paperwork recouping their publishing rights. The assets are reportedly worth millions of dollars. Paul McCartney needs help being reunited with the first guitar he bought after becoming the bassist for the Beatles. McCartney bought a distinctive Hofner violin bass in Hamburg in 1961, and it's featured in several Beatles iconic songs like Love Me Do and She Loves You. It's been missing, though, since 1969. A group called the Lost Bass Project launched a worldwide search for the instrument on Sunday and says hundreds of new leads have poured in.
All right, folks, we have a name for that rare, spotless giraffe, the little one you see there. This is Kippakee. It means unique. And that giraffe was born July 31st at Bright Zoo in Tennessee. The zoo director announced the name live on the Today Show. Kippakee is the only known solid reticulated giraffe in the world, according to the zoo. You can see her mom has spots. The little one was born without them. That's so cool. Something you don't see every day, or really any day for that matter. Your eyes are not deceiving you. That's a fish getting a CT scan. The Denver Zoo decided to perform the test after the French angelfish was seen swimming abnormally, and officials had to sedate the fish, run water over its gills. And the zoo posted an update on Instagram saying the fish is on a treatment plan, back happily swimming in its tropical home.
NBC News Daily is next on WREL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.